continuing our catch-ups with all the NRL coaches in the lead-up to what's going to be a big and exciting 2018 in the National Rugby League. And, of course, one of the high-profile clubs is the Sydney Roosters. Their coach, Trent Robinson's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Trent.
Hey, Jimmy. Hey, Dave.
Hello, mate.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Just thinking about the off-season and now into your fifth off-season in preparing an NRL club. Have you found it a little more difficult, Trent, given the number of players and obviously important players that were involved in the World Cup and obviously they get to training later because of that? Does it impact on your preparation for 2018?
Yeah, it does, but I guess it depends how you frame it. You get to spend a lot of time with your up-and-coming players. That's the benefit of that. I think, the NRL and the Players Association changed the rest period to 6 to 8 weeks, 6 weeks for young guys and 8 weeks for older guys. So even that two-week period allowed us to get some really good work into the young guys, get to know them a bit more and get a head start. So I really enjoyed pre-Christmas working with those guys coming through. And then there's the second part, which is the World Cup, which makes it difficult in some ways, but it was a great World Cup. So that's the benefit of the game, but it just means that it's a later start for us.
Trent, some very big recruits, high profile. Extra pressure this off-season leading into this new year for you?
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I think people forget why we actually do this job. You actually enjoy that part of it. Extra pressure, whatever it is, that's why you do the job. You enjoy those parts. And we're excited by the couple of recruits that we've got. We're excited sort of where we got to last year and then not fulfilled. So it just adds, excitement to what we want to do and also to the Roosters and our fans. So it's, pressure or not, it's pretty exciting for us.
Fulfilling at the back end of a season is, I'd imagine, one of the many reasons that you brought Cooper Cronk into the squad. One of the other ones was the impact that he would have on other players. It's much like the Sonny Bill Williams effect, the professionalism that he brings. Have in the short space of time that Cooper's been in the camp, have you been able to witness that already, Trent?
Yeah, I think we've all seen Cooper from afar and most of us don't get to experience that, being down south for so long, but he's I think it's possibly 2 weeks now that he's been back in and, he's got his methods about the way that he goes about his day and they're very professional and they're great for other people to see that. So that was one of the reasons why we sort of decided to try and get Cooper and went and got him and for him to pass that on to the other players has been really important. And then there's obviously the strategic leadership on the field.
One of the fallouts from that recruitment of Cooper Cronk has been the Mitchell Pearce, who'd been at the club for 11 seasons, left the club. Now, from what I understand, and you'll be able to tell us, Trent, that you were obviously very keen to keep Mitchell. And given the fact you weren't able to, how hard was that from a guy who I know you've had such a strong relationship with and put a lot of time into over a long period of time to lose him to the club?
Yeah, we made a decision about Cooper. We thought that was best for the club, and then you knew that there was going to have a flow-on effect, and we wanted Mitchell to stay, and Mitchell knew that, but Mitchell made the decision that he thought was right for him, and we respected that, and that's the professional sort of language that you're supposed to use as a coach, and then underneath that, he's a guy that you spend a lot of time with and you like, and you've shared so many experiences, and it's a difficult time. That month was difficult from a personal level, but from a professional level, it was what we needed to do.
Had a few punters messaging in, some Roosters fans. Just want to know who's going to be doing the goal kicking, Trent, this year, with the change and with the different recruits you've now got.
Yeah, it's been a big question after Mick Gordon sort of gone to the Titans. Is two goal kickers that I think we saw Siwa Takeawa kick for Tonga in the World Cup. And he's been a goal kicker since the under-20s at New Zealand and a very good goal kicker. So he's been practicing ever since he's been here, since 2014. And then Latrell Mitchell, he filled in for Mick during his pec injury at the back end of the year. So both of them are shooting it out at the moment for taking that sort of number one role.
Who's winning?
Siwa's just got back from the World Cup, so I'd say Latrell's just in front at the moment, but Siwa's pretty cocky and confident that he'll get the job. So that's what you want, a bit of competition for that.
Absolutely. Just on Latrell Mitchell, given the fact that James Tedesco is another one of those high-profile recruits, so very exciting from a Roosters fan's point of view about what he brings. But he also has an impact on Latrell, because you know now that Latrell will be in the centres, barring injury. So do you expect to not only to have the uptick of James Tedesco there, but to have a positive impact and a further continuation of the rise of Latrell Mitchell that we saw last year?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, there was a lot sort of said last year early on about Latrell and, you know, dropping him and stuff. And most of the time you get to develop sort of 18, 19-year-olds in reserve grade and under 20s, and then you bring him through. But Latrell's such a strong player that he demanded to be in NRL, and then you've got to actually develop him whilst he's in NRL. Mm. You know, and some of that development sort of becomes public, but he's developing really well, and that base that we want, the talent's there, and that gets you to NRL, and then character decides how far you're going to go in the NRL, and that's what he's building, and he's built that as a young guy. You know, he's close to 50 games as a 20-year-old, and I can't wait to watch Latrell. You know, seeing what I've seen in the preseason, and then seeing him develop again this year. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting having a young guy like that, yeah, being so experienced, but still got many years of development to go. Mm.
Any space in your roster that you'll leave open? I think there's a 30 now person squad, but you can leave spaces open there. And if you're looking from the outside in, maybe a prop, maybe a centre, you might be in the market for.
Yeah, we've obviously, with Mitchell going and Mick Gordon going to Gold Coast, that sort of left us with a couple of spots in our 30. I think you've got to fill 29 of them by the end or by the start of March. So,
right.
And then you're allowed to leave one throughout the year. So we've left a couple of spots there, mainly to see what the guys sort of in reserve grade, how they develop. So hopefully they might take one of those spots. Or we might recruit into those spots as well. So, yeah, we've got a couple of spots up our sleeve. It's that different system that's been brought in, which is quite interesting. Mm.
Trent, you're the punters-elect. Punters want to back the Roosters, your favourites to win the comp at $5. Do you think that's justified, or do you think that the Melbourne Storm, the North Queensland Cowboys, are going to be very, very hard to beat this year as well?
Yeah, to be honest, Dave, I couldn't care less.
Yep.
You know, like that stuff. The first thing's to get your recruitment right, and then we feel like we've done that. We've built a yep. strong squad, and the external stuff should come because it's a quality squad. And then what we're doing is bunkering down and trying to develop that squad, get the combinations right, get them as fit and strong as we can to start the NRL season. All that stuff is great for the fans and people to sort of speculate on, but we're focused on getting the best result we can for out of our guys, and whatever happens around us. So, that's good speculation, but we've got to get it done. So that's all we're focused on.
All right, Trent, take your Roosters cap off, put on your competition committee hat. Do you see a trend evolving in the NRL this year? Is there anything you saw back end of last year or something that you would like to see more of in the NRL in 2018?
Oh, look, I think the games was a bit more open again. I think the rule changes had its effect. I think people are adapting to, they're being a bit more strategic around, you know, the first couple of years of the seven tackle was just, you know, continue on with six tackles and then add something else on the end.
Yeah.
Whereas people are getting a bit more strategic around that. I think some teams are defending slightly differently to what they have in the past. There's a few more passes in the game. I'd still like to see the differences. I think running on last become a big thing because of the way that, you know, kicking has probably been downplayed or downgraded in its importance close to the line because of that seven tackle and because of the escorts.
Mm.
So I think I'd like to see the aerial acrobats sort of still be kept in our game. So hopefully that'll change again this year.
Mm. So does Daniel Tupou, I think. We'd like to see a little bit more of it. Any camp this year for the boys, Rob? I know you take them away for a few days most pre-seasons.
Yeah, we obviously didn't do it. We usually do it pre-Christmas, but because of the World Cup, we didn't have everybody here. So we're going in a couple of weeks we'll go first week of Feb away to New Zealand for a camp to get us all together and train hard before we go into the trials.
Yeah. And just quickly, we've had an SMS come in from a listener. The retention of Boyd Cordner, what's the story there? Of course, Angus Crichton coming to the club in 2019. Can you give an update there?
Yeah, I know. We're pretty close with Boyd, so hopefully there'll be a response in the next couple of weeks.
And you'd be confident of keeping him?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. With Boyd being our captain and being here since he was a kid, we definitely want to see him stay here. So hopefully that'll get done by the trials.
Trent, it's going to be a very exciting season for the Roosters. Thank you for joining us this morning. And have a wonderful afternoon, mate.
Thanks, guys.
What about you, Jimmy, trying to get the free trip on the holiday? Are you going away on the camp?
As if you'd want to go on that. They go and get flogged. They're absolutely flogged. So, no, there's one camp I don't want to go on. That and band camp.